maybe take a moment to think about a time that you were on the receiving end of a blessing. Perhaps someone offered you some money. Maybe you received one of those checks in the mail at just the right time. Maybe it was an encouraging word that you received from a loved one that was spoken to you so well and just at the right time. Perhaps it was some sort of helpful act of service at a time that you really needed help. Somebody stepped in to provide the exact kind of help that you needed. Perhaps someone simply demonstrated to you the ministry of presence. You know what I mean when I say ministry of presence? Someone was there for you. Perhaps they didn't even really say anything, but the fact that they were there meant so much to you, especially considering what it was that you were going through at that time. And I wonder, how did that make you feel? You think about those different times that you've been on the receiving end of a blessing. How did that make you feel? Think about that for a moment. Likely, we have all known people who have lived out Psalm 67, the psalm that I read as we began our time of worship today. I'd like to read this psalm again, Psalm 67, starting at verse 1. The psalmist declares, "May God be gracious to us and bless us and make his face shine on us." Sound familiar? This is that important priestly blessing. It's a blessing of both knowing God and, perhaps more importantly, being known by God. It's experiencing what we might say an intimate relationship with God, having God, having his face shine upon us, having his favor, his blessing upon us. Verse 2, I want to hold on to these first two words of verse 2. So that, your ways may be known on earth, your salvation among all nations. Also notice as we work through this psalm, the word all. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you rule the peoples with equity and guide the nations of the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The land yields its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still so that the ends of the earth will fear him. Two blessings here. I've already mentioned one in verse 1, that God would graciously make himself available for relationship with him. And this is the greatest blessing. This is the foundation for all that we experience, all that we have in life, living in an intimate relationship with the Father. The second blessing is actually further down in verse 6. The land yields its harvest. And then connected to that truth claim about the land producing harvest is this: God, our God, blesses us. See, the Jews, and we also ought to recognize that the source of the harvest, the source of all that we have, our livelihood, is God himself. We aren't responsible for what we have. And that's hard for us to kind of get our minds around, right? Especially in a culture like this, as we've said so many times, an individualistic culture. We're self-made people. All that we have is because of our hard work, our strong work ethic, all that we're willing to do, that we do the right things, that we say the right things. This psalm pushes back against that modern idea. They recognize that the harvest comes from God. It's another blessing from God. So the two blessings, the one in verse 1, that we live in intimate relationship with God, that God in his grace chooses to make his face shine upon us. And the second is that we have a harvest from God. All that we have comes from God alone. As the psalmist recognizes the blessings of God, he also adds that so that we see in verse 2. We're blessed so that we can be a blessing for others. As God blesses us and takes care of us, calls us into relationship with him, we are to be channels of those blessings to the world. And that's really, when we're thinking about the missionaries that we support, that's really what's going on, isn't it? We are channels of blessing for them. And they, as they are blessed by God, are channels of blessing to those that they're teaching and sharing the good news with. We're thinking about, any of the ones that were mentioned just a moment ago, like the Perkins in Chile. Here, they are blessing those that they're working with there in Chile. And all around the world, we're going to hear more about the mission work that we support next week. So we share of our harvest, all that we have. I know you're thinking, well, I can't remember the last time I went out and picked the wheat, you know. But if you receive any sort of income, if you have clothes, if you have a house, a shelter, if you have any material things, it all comes from God. We share our harvest so that our missionaries and others can continue to be channels of blessing throughout the world. Next week, we'll have the opportunity to give to support our missionaries. And as we anticipate next week, there are three things I'd like for you to do. These are very simple and straightforward. The first is simply to count your blessings. We're moving so rapidly through life. We're so busy. There are so many activities going on that for many of us, I know this is the case for me, stopping to reflect on the blessings of the Lord doesn't happen near often enough. So between now and next Sunday, first of all, stop and reflect on the blessings of God, the different ways that He takes care of you. I imagine that as you do that, you'll start to recognize all the ways, even the small ways, that God takes care of you with your health, with a vehicle, with jobs, with family and friends, and most importantly, with a relationship with God. Stop and think about all of the ways that God takes care of you. Thinking of the song, count your blessings. Name them one by one. The second is make sure to pick up a booklet. It has all the information about our missionaries, who we support, how much we give them each year. Spend some time. Now, it's online as well. The booklet is online, and it's available out in the foyer. Thank you, Alan. Here's my encouragement when it comes to the booklet. Don't just use it as something that provides information for you. It does provide information, just so you know how much to write your check for. Do that. Please do that. I'm not saying don't do that. But more importantly, would you please spend some time in prayer over these folks and be praying about how our congregation, the Leander Church of Christ, will support them, will be a channel of blessing for them. They're available in the foyer, and they're also available online. And then finally, come ready to give next week. As Alan mentioned, the complete contribution for next week will go to fund a significant portion, not all of it, but a significant portion of our missions funding for 2017. So it's very important that we come ready to cheerfully give and to be channels of the blessings of the Lord. It's a different kind of sermon, a different kind of service in many ways, but as is our tradition, we want to ensure that we offer an invitation. There may be someone here today that is ready to give your life over to Jesus, and if that's your desire today, we certainly want to give you that opportunity, and more importantly, we want to witness you come to Jesus through baptism. There may be someone here today that is in need of prayers of the church family. While we sing this invitation song, you can come forward and let us know what's on your heart, and we'd be glad to pray with you for you. So if today you're ready to be baptized, or if you need the prayers of the assembly, whatever it is, you can come forward now as we stand and continue to worship our God who blesses.